Thanks for listening to the Woodward Podcast Network. Check out more shows by searching for us on Spreaker or wherever you catch your podcasts. The Woodward Podcast Network with Krupka Dental Associates.
Hello, this is Dr. John Krupka from Krupka Dental. We now have the Solea laser. You can have your fillings done without needles nor drills. We are a full-service dental office and always accepting new patients. To learn more about me and my friendly team, visit KrupkaDental.com.
Hi, this is Randy Brockdrop, outdoor enthusiast and friend of Living the Outdoors. Welcome to another hour here on The Score.
Randy! Randy!
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
From the Fast Sign Studios, more than fast, more than signs. It's Living the Outdoors with Mark Druitt, presented by Fleet Farm. Be part of the show by calling 281-1570 or 866-653-1570. Now, here's your host, Mark Druick.
Greetings and welcome to Fleet Farm's Living Outdoor Show here on The Score. I'm your host, Mark Druick. Glad to have you along for the ride. If you are ready to have some fun and laugh along with us tonight, or you can give us a call, 281-1570 or 866-653-1570. We would love to hear from you. You can email me at livingtheoutdoorswi@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram as well. But welcome. Tonight is our annual Christmas show. And Randy Brocktrop is here. Alex is going to chime in. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about outdoor gifts for your outdoor spouse. And we're going to have some trivia and we're going to have some fun. I think we're also going to talk about some family Christmas traditions, which I think for all of us, you know, who are a little bit older, so we grew up with some of those simpler times with Christmas and the holidays. And I've got some that are pretty genuine and pretty cool and pretty down to earth. And one of them was sparked on a cookie hunt in Mantraville, Minnesota. And I'll share that story later. But Randy, this is like one of my top five favorite shows.
It absolutely is.
Top two, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different. It's a unique show. I mean, you do a lot of shows in a year's time. And I would say this is the most unique one, but it's sure a lot of fun, and it's really warranted. This time of the year, get you in the Christmas spirit. Let's get things kicked off.
Yeah, it is. It's about being happy and family and you know, absorbing all of the things that have come about over the year. Let all the old stuff go and start out fresh with the new year. You know, obviously, with what's come about in the past, puts us where we are at this point in time. But Alex is going to chime in with us tonight. We're going to have some fun.
I've got our annual Christmas quiz lined up, and it's a dandy this year. So I'm looking forward to it. You and Alex always go head to head on this.
And I think Mark is the reigning two-time champion.
He is. He's a Christmas guy.
He is.
He really is.
And he knows his music well, too.
He knows his shows, his music. He knows the whole genre of the Christmas season. But it'll be fun tonight. I threw a few different twists in the quiz. But overall, it's just going to be a great time. And it just feels right when we do this.
Absolutely. It just kind of sets the tone for the month of December. Got some great shows planned throughout the month. But this one is a great way to kick it off, and it is December 7th. For those of you who don't know what today is, it is Pearl Harbor Day. And, you know, my father served in the Navy in the Second World War, and a lot of those veterans are gone.
Yeah.
You know, and if they are still around, they're in their late 90s. I did read something that there was a gentleman, a veteran that was like 101 years old. So that generation is, which obviously people reflected as the, you know, the best generation. A lot of people sacrificed and gave up. And so we can do these fun holiday things and give us all these freedoms. But remember, it is Pearl Harbor Day. But let's kind of kick it off. We always start with, you know, gifts for the outdoors person. I've got a few here. I'm usually a little bit more of the... you come up with the crazy cock mimi fall off the wall kind of stuff, which I love. I'm a little bit more generic. And mine this year are pretty much geared, I wouldn't say to the waterfall hunter, but maybe yes.
Go ahead. I'll listen, definitely.
Okay. All right. I'll let you start.
Okay. The gifts I have this year, you're right. They are more out of the box.
I still like the lighted toilet seat. That gets talked about at holiday parties all the time.
Is that a pun intended, out of the box?
No, but it is now. Yeah.
Where's that dinger?
You've been off to a good start.
There it is. Okay.
Okay, here we go. First gift up tonight is, and maybe you've seen these. I have not. It was the first time I've seen them this year, but it's the NetView BirdFi AI smart bird feeder that has a camera. The camera in that bird feeder, it will take stills, videos, it will send notifications to your phone, take great 1080p pictures.
Really?
It has identification ability. It will identify up to 6,000 different bird species. And it reminds me a little bit of the Ring doorbell, actually. But it's in your bird. It's in this bird feeder. It looks very cool. It's just got every time a bird or something gets on that feeder, you'll get a notification. Now, that might drive you nuts all day.
Ding, ding, yeah, ding. But, especially this time of year when they're at the feeders, like every second that it's light outside.
Yep. But you can get some really cool pictures. You can get little video clips if you'd like. It's got squirrel detection on it. From what I read, it's got a microphone that if you have a squirrel on your feeder, you can start yelling at it, and it's supposed to scare it away. But I don't know if that'll work.
Squirrels, yeah, the only thing that squirrels really scares them away is like a 10-gauge or a BB gun. I'll tell you what, they're brazen little buggers, man.
They are.
They'll figure it out.
Yep.
It's like a bird version of a trail cam, essentially.
Bird cam.
That's a great way to describe it. That's exactly what it is. And it's just Wi-Fi. And it'll send you pictures, and you can make like a library of different pictures of birds in your backyard. And
oh, cool.
It's a pretty cool item. It's NetView, V-U-E, NetVue.com. Or you can get it on Amazon. There's a little variation in price. They run anywhere from $199 to $259. They're not super cheap, but it's a really cool item.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're an avid birder, how cool would that be?
And that's day or night color photos. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you may just get that really obscure, you know, bird that you've never seen before, and you get a picture of it, and then you can identify it.
Yep. Exactly.
Very cool. I like it.
It would be kind of cool to see the different varieties of birds you see, like per day, which would be kind of neat too.
Yeah,
so
and when
it's
you
not a bad idea.
When you see the online version, like when you look at it and see these birds, they're, you know, 5 inches from the lens, and it's clear, and you really get a good look at them and how they cock their head and how they eat and what they do. It's pretty neat.
Make your own cat video.
Perfect. No pun intended.
No pun intended. What else you got? Go ahead.
We going again?
Yeah,
okay.
rock it up here.
This one is really cool. I'm going to go a little local. I didn't say local. Local tonight.
Local.
With an L. And this is from a local couple in the area, the Sass family, and really cool stuff. They do Great Lakes beach stones. It's such a cool story. And if you're interested in just to look at the story itself, Great Lakes Beach Stones .art. It's wearable beach stones that they create that they have collected on all the Great Lakes beaches around in the area. And it is some of the coolest stuff you will see. And it's wearable. And some of these stones are even stress relievers. You know, they're just the way you can hold on to them and just work them in your hand and this and that. But
did you say wearable?
They are wearable. They have it's interesting to read the story. If you go to their Facebook page, Great Lakes Beach Stones, go to the Facebook page, and it tells the story how Corey and Sarah were out just walking the beaches, and she lost her wedding ring, and they went back to look for it, never did find it, but they started finding these really cool stones. And
oh yeah, the wave action.
Yeah.
How it, we used to pick up pieces of glass when I lived in Milwaukee, because we were only a couple miles from the lake shore, and that would actually round them.
Oh, sure.
You know, and you'd find these really cool pieces of rounded glass, which I'm sure does that to the stones as well.
It does, but they put it through another process, and it took them over a year to perfect this process. Wow. They do, they're tumbled and to a perfect sheen. It takes four stages of grit to get it to that point. And then, they oil them to an amazing luster, and it just... They're one of a kind. I like their slogan. We try to enhance the one of a kind natural beauty in each of our hand picked stones as they offer uniqueness that only time and the universe can create. So just keep that in mind. GreatLakesBeachStones.art. Look it up or look it up on Facebook. Really neat gifts for Christmas.
Good way to get legally stoned.
You said that, not me.
That's not where I expected you to go with
that.
No,
I wasn't. Okay.
You know, that just kind of came to my mind. They just blurted
there's a
it
lot
out.
Of still there's a lot of slogans there.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Let's get stoned. All right, before we get carried away here. I'm the practical guy.
Yep.
And for those of us who are active canoers or, kayakers, obviously having a life vest is imperative. But they're out there. Cirrus makes them. It's a 26, and you can get it from Blue Storm Gear. I own one, and it's a wearable. It's inflatable. And it's one of those things, not like the old school ones where you put them on and, they're big and bulky. Sometimes I put it on and forget to take it off when I'm duck hunting because I don't even know I have it on. And they work great. I've deployed mine, and it will keep you afloat. And it works really, really well. And they're like $129.
That's like worth it.
Yeah, go to Blue Storm Gear. And it's one of those things, regardless, I don't do anything in duck hunting, because you're in the water. Paddling, canoeing, unless I'm up in a blind or whatever, I have that on all the time because you just never know. I've paddled down creeks and hit a log in the water, didn't know it was there, and all of a sudden that throws your canoe off and off you go. So
is that something you could wear ice fishing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You just have to have it externally so you can reach the pull tab.
Okay.
To engage it, and it's a little CO2 and it pops open, and it's not like that one, where was it, Tommy Boy, where he pulls it. It doesn't get that big, but it gets big enough to keep your head above water.
Great reference.
So it's a great gift, and sometimes it's a gift that maybe a guy wouldn't necessarily buy for himself. He would just be, happy with the old throwables and stuff like that. But I know the Wardens wear them. Mary tells me about it, that she wears hers, and it's just one of those things that you don't even know you have it on. But it's functional.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Amazon. Okay. Oh, not Amazon. Blue Storm Gear.
Blue Storm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And you can buy the replacement kits with it. They're about $30. Real easy to redo the whole thing. Deflate it. Get it back inside of its encasement. And works real.
Great. Perfect. Nice.
All right. I'll go one more.
Okay.
Boot dryers.
Yes, great idea.
and this isn't necessarily
that applies
for
anything.
Exactly. Yes. Anybody. We're all out in the snow, and you have your favorite shoes, and they get wet. I never go anywhere that I travel to hunt without a boot dryer. But number one, it's nice to put warm boots on in the morning, but then they're completely dry.
You bet.
And you can buy the extenders on them if you need to dry your waders or whatever. They work great, and they're relatively inexpensive. I think you can get them on
pretty much
Amazon.
Anywhere for like less than $50.
Yeah, I mean, if you get Pete makes a really good one. That's what I have.
Yep.
But yeah, that's another great gift for that outdoor person, because if you're an outdoor enthusiast, your feet and your boots and stuff are going to get wet, unless of course you're wearing, rubber boots. But if you're pheasant hunting, grouse hunting, or whatever, your feet are going to get wet. So
right. You can put your gloves on there too. I mean, anything.
Oh yeah.
You
can
just
absolutely. Just you can dry anything on there. It's low heat, but it keeps things moving and then dries them out.
Does the trick.
It works.
Go ahead. All right. This one's really out there, but I like it a lot. It was an idea given to me from my son, Spencer, who's away at college. And he's got a roommate that has a Captain Crunch cereal bowl candle. Now this thing, not to confuse it with the Fruit Loop cereal bowl, because you can, this thing looks, it's a clear bowl. The wax in there looks just like milk, and then they have, it looks just like Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops, and you light it, and the whole room will smell like Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, whatever. These are about $16-17 a piece.
And how much is a box of Captain Crunch if you open up that?
I think it's like $3.99. Well, maybe $2.99.
I'm sure you could crunch that all together and put a candle and light it on fire.
Yeah,
it might
that's
smell
a great
like
idea.
Captain,
see what happens.
Captain Crunch. Well, used to be my favorite cereal. A buddy of mine, when we would go duck hunting, we'd buy one of those. We'd go to Sam's Club at the time, buy one of those giant boxes that's about three times the size of it. You know, like the size of a small suitcase.
Yeah.
And a gallon of milk. And we'd sit there and eat the whole thing.
No way.
Honest to God, we would. I mean, that was back
that's
in,
a sugar bomb,
that,
man.
That was back in my day when I could.
You could do it.
I could do it.
The metabolism was quicker is what you're saying?
Yeah, if I ate that now, I'd be like croak within 20 minutes.
Fair enough.
But
this is 100% soy wax.
Perfect. It's no smoke.
Yeah, it's just great. It's a real. Can you see that in a college like house?
Absolutely.
Just, I think it's right on. It's right on. And when I heard about it, I had to look it up. There's a lot of different food type candles you can buy that they look just like what it says it is.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
But these bowls of cereal look
candles
incredible.
That smell like food. Oh, now the thing of that stoned thing keeps going on in my head.
I was just thinking the same exact thing.
Oh, let's go get stoned and burn a Captain Crunch candle. And we won't get any weight.
You're not far off.
Oh, no, not at all. Right? It's kind of right in line.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. And you take a look at all the scents that they have. Now, we bought one. My wife and I bought one when we went to Cedarburg. It smells like a fire.
Oh, you know, that's
like
kind of cool.
It's not overpowering. Like some fireplaces can be a little overpowering. This is just enough to make a house smell like it, you know.
Like a campfire in?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really, and it's a soy candle. So they're smokeless for the most part.
I mean,
yeah.
Who doesn't like candles that smell like Captain Crunch or
perfect? Get me hungry.
Got to find one that smells like JD's, and I think we'd have it made.
Nice. Good luck.
Go ahead.
Okay. This one is, again, outside the box. I don't know a ton about it. I do know a little bit about it. I just found out about it. It's called Just Poking the Bear Fire Sticks. This is another local company in the Valley.
Poking the Bear.
These fire sticks are incredible. They're stainless steel. They never rust, no maintenance. They're food grade safe. So they come with these handles. These handles are about this big. You can get any kind you want. You want a Packers handle. You want a Budweiser. You want a golf one. My buddy bought a golf one.
Are you put hot dogs and stuff on them or what?
So what it is the handle's threaded. So you can have that fire poker is some serious stuff. It's a nice one. And so you can unscrew the handle and you can put the actual roasting stick on.
Nice.
Which is 100% food grade, non-toxic, everything.
Right.
And you screw that on and you can do all your roasting and toasting or whatever
it may be.
And then you take the handle off and you put it back on the fire stick itself. And now you got a fire poker for the rest of the night.
That's awesome.
You could fix the fire and roast marshmallows from the comfort of your own lounge chair.
Win, win, win.
They're serious, man. They're big.
There we go.
Again, there's no website, but you can check it out on Facebook, Just Poking the Bear Fire Sticks.
Love that.
And you can buy them right in the valley here. And if you see the selection this gentleman has, it's huge. It's endless. Like just about anything for
That's
a handle
awesome.
That you would want.
Yeah.
And I believe the fire pokers themselves are like $50, and the roasting stick is like an extra $35. But they'll last you a lifetime. You'll never purchase another one
unless you want to.
That's awesome.
Interchangeable. I think that's a great idea.
Or if you get different handles for
great.
Them. Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect. I like it. Are we ready to take a break, or should we do a couple more?
Whatever you guys would prefer.
I'll do these two quick, and then we come back. We'll do the holiday traditions.
Perfect. How many do you have left? How many gifts do we have left?
Just I have two.
Okay. Okay. Let's do the two. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Everybody knows the meat eater, right? It's got a cookbook out. That, for your outdoor person, you know, Steve Rinella, everybody knows him. Like, he goes out and hunts and he cooks yep. what he harvests. So, I know they're on Amazon. You can get them from like $20. That's always an option if you like to cook wild game.
Yes.
Because you're getting it from a guy who is actually, he's not only a good hunter, but he's a pretty good cook too.
He's top of the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the, how the key to cooking wild game is making sure you use the right combination of things, you know, to get that test, to get that taste right. But anyway, last one. If your spouse is a duck hunting junkie like I am, a logbook. My wife bought me one years ago, and I've got tons of entries in it, but I stopped doing it, and I'm going to pick it back up. It's a hardcover book, but you can buy all these different kinds of books that you can log things in. And it's not only for, you know, posterity's sake, but it also could be for recording weather, temperature, bird sightings. Like, now I pretty much got it narrowed down to the migration pretty much happens around the peak of it that I've seen on Lake Winnebago over the past 5 to 8 years is about the 12th of November. And you start to see, and you can tell the birds that come first, then the second, then third. It's almost like a whole line of birds that migrate. Then all of a sudden the swans come, and then the mergansers come, and then that's pretty much the end of the line.
Sure.
You know, and once they leave, now they're all gone. There's still some Canadas around, but most of the birds are gone from the lake. That's because it's pretty much frozen now. But they make them for deer hunting. I've got one I did for trout fishing. You know, taking a look at wind direction, you know, barometric pressure, all that kind of stuff, because it's birds, you don't migrate based on the weather. It's all calendar for the most part. The weather will influence their movement, but it's all, you know, they know when it's time to get up and go.
Yep.
So take a look at those. There's a ton of them really cool ones out there. Nice ones. It's always nice to look back, and I look back at some of the stuff I wrote in there. It was pretty hilarious.
It'd be fun to see something from like 15, 20 years ago. That would be outstanding.
It is. I picked up my trout fishing logbook and looked at it. I'm like, oh my goodness. That's some pretty funny stuff in there. You know, what you've seen, what was going on, and so on. But all right, well, listen, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of Fleet Farms Live in the Outdoor Show right here on The Score.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam.
Welcome back to Fleet Farms Live in the Outdoor Show. It is our annual Christmas show. And we're going to be doing some Christmas trivia here as we move along. But I think now...
time to guess that song. Or not guess the song, but you can guess the... actually, you can guess the song and the artist, if you will.
I think it's Perry Como.
That's what I would have said.
Hit the dinger.
Sorry, I was slow there. On that.
No, it's all right. We're going to get better as the show goes on, awesome. I promise you.
So I was right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Do you know what the song is?
I do, but...
here we go. Here comes the chorus.
Terrific. Oh, there's no place like home.
There it is, right there.
What is it, Mark?
No place like home for the holidays.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding. All right, guys, one for one. I'm impressed. That's
It's close. If you don't pay close attention to the voice inflection, he and Bing Crosby sound a lot.
I always get that messed up.
Bing's a little bit more of a crooner.
Yes, it's a little bit slower.
See, I grew up listening to this music.
Yeah.
I still like Bing Crosby. You know, it's funny. Is when I was up north grouse hunting, and I'm like, you know, I'm searching around. I'm like, you know what? I had like 3 glasses of wine, and I was getting pretty lit up, and I was all by myself. I put on White Christmas.
Oh, man, what a great movie.
That is like my all-time favorite Christmas movie. I don't know why. That and Holiday Inn, you familiar with that one?
I am familiar. I don't know if I've seen Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn has got Bing Crosby in it as well, yep. But it's based on the same kind of a storyline. But they open this place up for holidays. Instead of just being Christmas, every holiday they have a show.
Oh, that's cool.
That's neat.
If you get a chance to watch it, it is. You know, you got all these
1942.
Yeah, it's an oldie, and it was color.
Yeah,
back then. So, and I mean, everything's real bright. And if you pay attention, I know that one was Rosemary Clooney, but her counterpart on the female side, her waist is about as big around as a Coke bottle.
Oh, boy.
I mean, like, really. It's like, how could somebody even be that skinny?
Hmm.
But phenomenal. I mean, a lot of people don't take into consideration how difficult that ballroom dancing is. But that there's some serious-ass dancing in that movie. They're just all over the place.
They make it look easy.
They make it look... Danny Kaye's funny besides, anyway.
And it's not. Can you dance?
Can I dance?
Yeah.
I can do the worm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I no, I don't dance much.
Alex, can you dance? I bet you can dance.
Oh, yeah. God. Poorly.
Do you have rhythm? Dance. Do you have rhythm?
I have moves.
Okay.
Get enough liquid courage in me. I have some moves.
Oh, yeah.
Are they good? No, but they're moves.
Yeah, I drink enough, I'm sure.
Guys, we actually just got an email from the email inbox from Richard. He said that he is the guy that does the stainless steel fire pokers with custom handles. He's wanting to show you the custom handle I make with ducks on it, but not allowed to show pictures on here. So it looks like Richard does it all. So
that is who it is, Richard.
It's Richard, yep. So we appreciate Richard listening. And if you have a chance, go out and buy his product because it sounds awesome.
Yeah, or email me a picture of that to livingtheoutdoorswi@gmail.com. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Bing! That's incredible. I don't even know Richard, and he was listening to the show tonight.
Well, how about that?
It's pretty awesome. That's awesome. Richard, we thank you for listening, man.
Yeah, very much so. It's always nice to highlight the local
absolutely.
Artisans. And because there's so much of that stuff that's, around. And, it's kind of the perfect segue into family traditions, but it was always like that. There was a lot of homemade stuff around our home. You know, we didn't really have the money to go out and buy a lot of stuff, so we made a lot of our own.
Oh, sure.
That's cool.
You know, we did the popcorn stuff. And
it's a lost art.
It is. Now you look at all these trees, and they're really not a traditional Christmas tree, but I guess it is what it is. I like an old traditional tree. Now, Marianne is like, she's like a Christmas tree savant.
Oh, really? That's good.
Honestly, she does that's such a job of decorating, and she's over the years, she has integrated some of my... like grouse fans and turkey feathers and antlers and pheasant feathers and stuff like that. This year she didn't. But it looks just, you look
Christmas.
At it, it's like, yeah, it is. It's nice and soft white, and it just, we don't have any other lights on in the house at night except for the Christmas tree. So
that's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah. And that's the way it was. Well, growing up, we had we always did real trees, and they got to be, quite expensive. So my mom bought an artificial one, and we just decorated that very traditionally with the multicolored lights and old antique ornaments.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The hand-blown glass.
Oh, that's amazing.
The ones that, I don't know what they call it, but angel hair or whatever, but they were just these paper ones with I still have some of them, but extremely brittle, but... It was all old, and it had all these old teardrop type ornaments. So it was very traditional in that sense.
And the lights back in the day were huge. It's like, what a fire hazard that was back then. I mean, they were big, and they were hot.
And now they're big again.
They are. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you first.
I remember my parents would tell me all the time, like the last 4 or 5 Christmases, that when they were kids, they could only have the tree on for like an hour at a time because the bulbs got so hot.
Right. Cool it down.
That the tree could legitimately like go up in flames at any minute if they didn't put enough water in it.
Well, so and those old cords. Funny. Yeah, those old 2-prong cords that they had with stuff. It's like, oh my God, I'm surprised we didn't burn our house down.
But you didn't, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there wasn't any Griswold family Christmas,
So I have to be honest with you guys. This is a little embarrassing for me. I have never been in a house with a real Christmas tree. Like, I've never owned one myself. I've been in houses that my house, growing up, we never had a real Christmas tree.
Really?
And we don't have one now, my wife and I, but that's one of those things that I would want to try it once, but I don't know if I want to do it every year just because the needles fall everywhere. But you can't beat a real Christmas tree, and I understand that.
No, and I'm sure Randy will agree with me on that, is that you have to go cut your own.
Exactly.
As fresh as you possibly can.
Correct.
Do the right things. Drill the holes in the bottom of it. Keep it, because it will suck a lot of water.
Absolutely.
And the Fraser firs were always, they don't drop their needles as fast, and they're much more odoriferous. So we always did Frasers.
Awesome.
A little more expensive.
Yeah. But I will say, Alex, from experience, when your soon-to-be child makes it here, and they
get
to be two, 3 years, 4 years old, 5 years old, you're going to want to go through the experience of going out to a tree farm.
I think so.
Taking a sled out there, taking a saw out there. You'll do that for years because they love it.
I think it's so fun too.
And they may see Santa out there, and you could drink some hot chocolate, stand around the fire. It's the overall experience that will keep you going back year after year.
Yeah, it's the day itself, not the tree itself, almost.
It's about the experience and making the memories.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when we did that, we didn't have cameras to take pictures. Mm-hmm. Now you take it on your phone and all that kind of stuff. And we did that every year. We would pick a spot. We'd go drive. We'd make a day out of it. You know, go do a little bit of shopping, go get the tree, have dinner. It was just a special day for us all to get together. Some days were nice, some were cold, but that's all part of it. But it's a tradition thing. But everybody moves into their own, you know, family traditions. Like, we have started to develop our own, but for us growing up, Christmas Eve was a family reunion, and it used to be at our house, and there'd be 50 to 60 people there.
Wow.
And the house was not very big, but everybody made do, and there was food and cookies, and it was great because there was a lot of, I had a pretty big family at the time, and that was always fun. And then Christmas Day was just at home.
Yeah,
you know, my mom would make some kind of a fantastic meal, and as we know, and you and Randy, you know, you and I both, our moms are gone, but we try to carry on some of those things that were important to them. And I'm going to tell this story because it got me to the point of tears. We were in Manderville. My daughter's fiance is a crafty guy, and he was part of a craft event. And we went up, and they had a little restaurant on top of the golf course bar and grill. And there's all these cookies sitting on the table. And I'm like, wow, these are great. I have to help myself. And I went to reach for them. And here, their local Chamber of Commerce had put together like a treasure hunt for cookies for all the local businesses. You bought the tin for $15, and then you went to 16 different businesses, and they all had homemade cookies.
That's cool.
So we got into the game late, and there were none left. We drove all the way downtown to the one place, and they didn't have any, and we're in an antique store, and this lady goes, well, how bad do you want one? I go, well, it would be awesome because it would be so much fun. She goes, I'll sell you mine. So she sold me hers for $15, and we trudged around, went to all the places, got all the cookies, and I went to a senior center, which is one of the stops, and the lady gives me the cookies, and it's this little old lady. I walk in there, I'm like, you know, being my normal boisterous self, talking to everybody and blah, 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 and all these old people are like, oh, come and sit down and have a coffee, and the lady hands me these cookies, and they were the old sprinkle cookies. Do you remember those at all?
I do.
My mom would make them with a cookie maker.
Nice.
It was like a big tube, and she had the little circular things that would push out stars and Christmas trees.
That's cool.
And this little old lady handed me this, and I looked at her, and I saw my mom's face.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was such a bizarre but really emotional feeling that, oh my God, I can't believe this woman's putting these cookies that my mom dedicated so much time to doing, because that was her gift to the families, was to make cookies. She made oatmeal raisin and chocolate chip and coconut and you name it, peanut butter. And I still have not eaten those cookies. And I'm going to eat them. There's four of them. And I think we're going to eat them on Christmas Eve when my family's there.
I love that.
It was just so cool because I remember doing that with my mom, is setting them all out, getting the wax paper, putting them in the tins, counting them out, taking them to the neighbors, and doing all that kind of stuff. It was like a major flashback to a childhood memory, which we all get those, you know, where it's all of a sudden, boom,
you get triggered by something.
Yeah, you get triggered by something like that. But anyway, that was a great story, and it was a lot of fun. We had a ball. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and take another break, and when we come back, we'll have more of Fleet Farm's Living the Outdoor Show right here on The Score. Welcome back. The Fleet Farm's Living the Outdoor Show here on The Score. I'm your host, Mark Drew. Thanks for joining us. Glad to have you along. Now it's time for some fun and games.
Did you know the artist for this one?
This is a tough one.
Yeah, but this it's one, I wanted to change it up a little bit.
No, this is a tough one, but I know it's from, I remember this song from a Christmas Vacation.
Yep. I know it's in Christmas with the Cranks. I know.
It's in that one. Yeah, it's been in a lot of Christmas movies.
Martha and the Vandals?
It is not. That's okay. A good guess, though.
Smiley Joe and the Vegetables?
It is not.
Dang.
Darlene Love.
You got us on that. No. I'm going to write that down for next year.
Darlene Love. Yep.
One hit wonder, I'm guessing.
She had another big hit, bigger hit. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Okay. Okay. Well, you stumped us.
Yeah, this is her biggest Christmas song, though, for sure. So,
All right, let's rock.
The highly anticipated, here we go again, the defending champion, Mark Druick, against Alex Thomas.
All right.
On the Living the Outdoors Christmas quiz. Here we go. We got a lot to cover here in questions tonight. Please feel free to play along at home, and we'll see how we do. Keep score at home, people.
Here we go.
Ting. All
right. Ding.
All right. This. So.
No premature ding.
Yep.
Mark, you're the defending champ, so I guess you go first.
Yep.
Really?
Here we go. I will accept two answers here because there's. You can give me one answer, but I'll accept two of them because there's actually two answers. In a popular Christmas song, the singer states, "All I want for Christmas is."
My two front teeth.
A bonus? Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, is You.
Yes, yes. All right, Mark, you're good there.
Okay.
Here we go, Alex.
Good answer.
In the famous Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late, yep. Are you familiar with that?
I am.
The Chipmunks sing about a circular toy.
Hula hoop.
Yes.
He's told me he's been.
I've been practicing
since July. He's been studying for this.
Yes, yeah. I've been practicing, guys.
You got it. Okay,
ready to not suck this year.
Here we go.
I'm trying at least.
Mark, how many sizes did the Grinch's heart grow Christmas Day?
I think it was 100 times.
A little high. Sorry.
Okay.
Three.
It was three times. The Grinch's heart grew.
Sorry.
Times.
Sorry okay. About that. Okay.
We got to give that one to Alex.
No, we're good.
Alex, what does the misfit elf in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer want to be instead of an elf?
I just had this question on trivia Saturday night. He wants to be a dentist.
Hermie.
Just the same exact question.
Okay. Here you go, Mark.
Hermie.
Great elf name.
It is.
Who plays Buddy the Elf in the movie Elf?
That is... I know it.
I know you know this.
Yes, I do.
You can see its face, too. That's
I can. Curly hair.
Yep.
Will Ferrell.
Yep, got it.
I just had to think of something. I'm like,
Very, very good.
No shot clock here.
Here we go. Alex, what does the... Who does the Grinch dress up as before he steals all of Whoville's Christmas trees, presents, and food?
Santa Claus.
Okay. Boy, this is going to be a tight one tonight. I can feel it.
Love it.
Feel it. All right, Mark. In the song Holly Jolly Christmas, finish this line. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. You want me to sing it?
I know the answer.
I'm trying. Under the Christmas tree.
Kiss her once for me.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Alex, what were Frosty's first words when he came to life?
Oh, boy.
No, that's not it.
But no, that, no.
Is that
no,
your answer?
No, I wish it was. I'm alive? I don't
that
know
is that. Incorrect, Mark.
That's a good one.
Mm. I'm just going to... No.
Where's my bow? Turn that heater off. All right.
It's happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Really?
How does that relate to Christmas?
Here we go.
I did not know that.
Mm-mm.
Mark, you're up.
Oh, he's got some good ones now.
Yeah.
In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what character did Randy Quaid play?
His cousin. I got to give you the name.
You're close enough. I'm going to give that to you.
It's Cousin Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie.
Yes. I'm going to give that to you.
Yeah, you're good.
All right.
Close enough.
Here we go, Alex.
Yes.
What are the first names of the two bad guys in the Home Alone movies?
Marv and Harry.
Ooh.
Gee, I've never seen you so.
He's on fire.
I did a little bit of research.
He wants to kick me in the keister today.
I want to be respectful. Last year you kicked my A-double-S.
Mark, which popular Christmas beverage is also called milk punch?
Eggnog?
Gotta be. Are you guys eggnog fans?
Only if there's booze in it.
Here we go.
I like the stipulation.
Yeah.
Alex, in this Christmas song, a young girl wants a large semi-aquatic mammal for Christmas. What is that animal?
That would be a hippopotamus.
Hippopotamuses.
Hippopotami.
I'm just stunned here.
You ever hear the song, Leanne Rimes do that version of
yes,
that?
Yes.
Yeah, she does it pretty good.
She does.
Mark, what is the chemical formula of snow?
Oh, God. Good luck, buddy.
I didn't know this was going to be a chemistry test. This is Christmas stuff. Come on,
come
man.
Come on now. You can do this. You've got this. You know this.
What is snow?
What is snow?
Frozen rain. Freezing rain.
Okay, what's the chemical formula?
Water.
H2O.
That's it.
H2O.
You're going to come right over this counter pretty quick on me.
Don't hurt me, please.
See, my wife knows I'm sucking, and she's texting me the answers.
Here we go,
good
Alex.
Good thing there's a 10-second delay.
So yeah, I know.
I'd like to see those texts.
It says, kiss her once for me. Boo hiss.
Alex, in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, how many French hens are there?
Three French hens.
Gosh.
Does anybody know how many total things were?
Were gifts given? I remember that was last year on one of the fun facts for Christmas.
Wasn't it like
$10,000 or $15,000, something like that?
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Might have been more than that.
How many? How many like gifts were given?
Some.
Oh, how 364. Many?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Mark, how do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
I want to wish
Feliz
you a
Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Eso es correcto.
Muy bueno.
I've been working on that for a week.
There we go, Randy.
That's what Peanut calls him from the Jeff Dunham.
Oh,
Feliz
sure.
Feliz Navidad.
All right, Alex. Just name one.
Of the reindeer?
Of the six states
that
are the largest producers of Christmas trees in the U.S.
The largest producer. I would say... I'll say Wisconsin.
Did you get a copy of this?
Actually, the country that creates the most trees is Canada.
You are correct there.
Yeah.
Gee. So it's Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Washington produce the most.
Washington makes sense.
All righty. Mark, you're up.
Okay.
Here we go. What is the name given to small sausages wrapped in bacon, a staple at British Christmas dinners?
Huh.
Sausages wrapped in bacon.
Pigs in a blanket.
Oh, really? I didn't know that's a British.
It is.
You know, a lot of these traditions come from Europe.
Yeah, I believe that. The
majority of them from Germany. When you take a look at like trees and all these traditions, they're German.
Yep.
All right. Alex?
Yes.
What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because he had a shiny red nose?
Playing any games.
He forgot to say reindeer
game. Reindeer
that
game.
Is true. There could be a technicality. We might have to go to the judges.
I'm throwing in the red flag.
Marianne, is that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Throw
in the red flag. Let's go back on that one. No, we got to give him that. He got it right.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Mark, have you ever seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes. I watch it every year.
With Jimmy Stewart, he played Blank Bailey. What is Mr. Bailey's first name?
Oh.
Your wife's blowing your phone
up. I got it. I know the answer.
Oh.
It's a common name.
I know it is. Oh, God. You're asking me these simple ones, and I can't get those. I can only get the hard ones. I'm drawing a blank right now.
That would be Sir George Bailey.
George Bailey.
Yep.
Okay.
That is it, George.
Here you go, Alex. This one's right in your wheelhouse.
All
right. What alcohol is used to spike eggnog?
Oh, that's a good question. Rum? Oh my gosh. That was a guess.
You are like running hot.
That was just a guess. I'm not going to lie. Oh,
come on, I really didn't get that one.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought he would say tequila for
rum
sure.
That was a trick question.
All right. Mark, listen to the question carefully and pause before you answer. Think about it. Here we go.
My wife's texting me the answer right now. She said, games are games. He got it.
Ooh-wee. Well, she's the judge on this.
Well,
so, hey,
okay, well,
that's coming straight from the top.
Thanks, Mary.
From the top.
You're the best.
Here we go, Mark. According to the Holy Bible, Jesus Christ was born in a...
manger. No, actually a stable.
I'm going to give you that.
Yeah,
that's
good.
There's a five-second rule there. A stable. Yes, that is correct.
That's good.
All right. Here you go, Alex. Which type of tree was the partridge sitting in, according to the well-known
That'd
Christmas?
That'd be a pear tree.
All right. How are we doing on time?
We've got we need to take a break here.
Okay.
How many questions we have left?
We can wrap it up there. I can add it up. And
sounds good.
I think how far behind am I?
I'll tell you on the break.
He's that okay. All right. Well, we're gonna go.
I've got a couple bonus questions if we want.
Yeah, let's do the bonus questions when we get back.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, keep her tuned in here, and you'll find out what's going to happen in the end of the trivia contest here on Fleet Farms Living the Outdoor Show, right here on The Score.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Welcome back to Fleet Farms Living the Outdoor Show here on The Score. I'm your host, Mark Druick. Thanks for tuning us in tonight. I can't believe it's almost time to cut this off. We could do this for another hour.
This song, I'm guessing you know who sings this.
That's Bing.
That would be Bing Crosby.
Nice work.
Yep. It's a good song. Good jingle.
It is.
It just puts you in a good frame of mind.
It's just a great song, this one.
It's a classic. It is an absolute classic. And then you got Bing singing it besides.
Yeah. Yep.
I think these are the Andrews sisters, if I'm not mistaken.
It sounds like them, yeah.
I think it's the
Patty, Andrews Maxine, sisters. And Laverne.
Yeah. Yep, that sounds right.
See, that's what some of the useless stuff you know when you're my age.
It's good information.
I would say it's useless.
Well,
helps you for trivia.
Yeah, but you didn't ask me that question.
Do we have a verdict on the score?
We do. Right now, you are leading by 3.
Alex is?
Yes.
I'm not going to catch up.
I can give you a 2-point question. It's hard if you want to take
it's
a stab.
It's up to Alex.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. We can always split the answer.
Okay. On the island of Misfit Toys... You're familiar with the island of Misfit Toys?
Yes.
Why was the Jack in the Box there?
He wasn't a Jack in the Box. He was like a Bob in the Box or
you
something
are
like.
So close. You are so close.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
No, that's exactly what I thought too. I thought it was Bob in the Box.
Yeah. It, let me think.
Tom in the Box? No. Oh gosh! Now the listeners need. Now we need phone a friend.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Is that your final answer?
Good question. That's a really good question.
Yeah, it was something Bill in the Box or
Bozo in a Box?
No,
Bimbo, Bobo? I don't know.
No. I know. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't.
What is it?
No, I don't.
John in the Box?
Nobody wants to play with a Charlie in the Box.
Charlie in the Box. Oh, that's right.
Darn it.
Why was the train there?
It had square wheels.
Yes.
That one yep.
Yes. All right. Alex, what was the name of the Grinch's dog?
That would be Max.
Gosh.
This is what happens when you study.
Since July.
Just wait till I have kids when I have to watch these movies with them.
I'm going to have to crank up the questions. You know, it's funny. We did a show in July, and he looked right at me in here, and he says, Randy, I'm studying already.
I did.
And I thought, is he or isn't he? And I think he is.
I told you.
All right, the final question for anyone who wants this. This one's, if I can locate it. Okay. Are you both familiar with the movie A Christmas Story?
Mm-hmm.
The Red Ryder BB gun?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the dad in the story, his prized possession?
The leg lamp.
Yep. Fragile.
Fragile. It's French.
It must be Italian.
It must be Italian.
That is it.
That's another classic Christmas movie.
Great movie. One of my favorites.
Probably
a top three movie for me for Christmas season.
Mark, you closed the gap to one.
Well, you know.
Hey, great
you know,
job, guys. That was fun.
He knew almost every answer.
He did. And for this year, the torch will be passed, but there's next year right around the corner.
Next year is your year, Mark. I promise.
Yeah, hey, you know, that's awesome. You know,
thank you, Randy, for coming in and bringing great questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's always fun. It's easy on this end. I'd freeze up on that end.
I think maybe next year I should ask the question.
You got it.
And you guys can duke it out.
I'm in.
Let's do it. We can change it up.
Cool. We gotta get a traveling trophy.
There should be.
I'll come up with that for next year.
It should be a little box of peeps that look like stockings.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yep. And then whoever loses over the years has to eat them.
Oh.
You don't like peeps?
No.
I don't like peeps either. That would be punishment.
What about candy corn?
Yeah, candy corn's not too bad.
Candy corn's all right.
I like candy corn. My favorite Christmas candy, though, are candy canes.
Candy canes are great.
It's so old and traditional, and even though I don't have any in my house and I've eaten all the chocolate that we've accrued over the last couple of days. So, anyway, thank you all for tuning in tonight. As we go through this holiday season, we got some great shows planned up for you coming up, so make sure you keep us tuned in here. To Fleet Farms Live in the Outdoors. So, and always remember, if you have the opportunity to impact somebody's life through the outdoors, please take advantage of it. I guarantee you it will make you a better person. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Have a great evening and live life in the outdoors.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.